It's time for you to define your brand. This podcast is designed to arm you with the tools and confidence needed to build a standout brand in today's marketplace. I'm your host, Matt Crane, and I'm honored to be joined by my co-host and CEO of Rush Impact Marketing and Rush Impact Media, Jeremy Warner.
Matt, it's awesome to be here, and I'm excited to share and engage with our audience, listeners, and special guests that will be joining the show. Most importantly, I'm excited to help all of you take charge of your brand. Matt, you know what we say around here, your brand, your responsibility.
Congratulations, you are great at what you do. Now, I know it may be hard to believe, but wherever you are in your life right now, you are an expert.
This week on Define Your Brand, entrepreneur, e-commerce expert, best-selling author, and the founder of ClickFunnels joins hosts Matt Crane and Jeremy Warner to discuss his aha moment with breaking his own four-minute mile, obtaining a mass movement of people within your own cult, creating your market while becoming a blue ocean, and developing the most revolutionary way businesses, entrepreneurs, and brands generate sales online.
We need to learn from somebody else who's just a few steps ahead of where we are right now.
Let's all welcome marketing genius and leading sales funnel expert in the world, Russell Brunson, to the Define Your Brand podcast show.
Well, the time has come. And I got to tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm beyond excited about this episode.
I'm very, very excited.
Because, you know, there's very few people that you run across when you hear them speak live, when you hear them speak on video, when you go and watch their videos, they get you out of your seat. And I got to tell you, we were watching a video about him the other day, and we were both up pacing because he just got us motivated, man. He got us excited. So we've got Russell Brunson with us on Define Your Brand podcast, and I can't be more excited about this right now.
I'm stoked.
You know, so Russell, first of all, buddy, we're very lucky to have you here on our show this week. And I got to say, you left quite an impression on me at the 10X Growth Conference. It was the first time I did see you speak live, and you came out and you electrified the audience. And, you know, the purpose of on the show this week is twofold. We really want to help our listeners and our viewers understand how they can enhance their business and their sales immediately through the power of funnels. Just like you delivered a home run at the 10X Growth Con and had a line out the door of people signing up.
You also made a huge impact with me. And I told Matt the whole time during that conference, you know, the 3 days and all the amazing speakers, I'm like, I cannot wait for Russell. Because he's going to drop so much information, so much knowledge. And, you know, the reason why it was such a big impact for me, being a CEO of two different businesses, understanding the funnels in today's digital world is very, very important. So, you know, one thing, Russell, that reading the books, going through the programs, we're a member of ClickFunnels, and learning the process and learning everything and educating ourselves, you know, I want to bring up an interesting topic that you talked about in one of your seminars is about the 4 minute mile and how people didn't believe that it could ever be broken. And then it did. Explain, Russell, to our audience what your 4 minute mile was and when that aha moment happened. Obviously, I know what it is, but I want the audience to hear it.
Yeah. That's fun. I don't have a chance to talk much about this, but it's one of my favorite things. So, and I talk about it in the Expert Secrets book here. In this book, we talk about like how to build a mass movement, how to build a tribe and get people excited and follow you. And a big piece of that is like your community, your tribe, whatever you want to call it. Like if they're just there and kind of hanging out, coming in and out, like it's hard to build like real good connection with people, right? Unless it's other things. So as we were building ClickFunnels in our company, I was trying to think, how do we do that? How do we do that? And I remember back when I was, it was probably 13 or 14 years ago now is I think when it happened, but I was just getting started online. I was like going to school. I just met my wife. We just got married and like completely broke. And I was learning this whole internet marketing thing. I saw people were doing, I was so fascinated by how the whole thing worked. Right. I was just like, like a little kid. Like every single day I wake up and it was like Christmas, like, oh, like all these things I'm learning and discovering. And I remember I set a goal at the time. Like, if I can make $1,000 a month, that's about what my wife was made. She was taking home from her job. I was like, then, cause I was wrestling and she was working, supporting me. I'm like, if I made $1,000 a month, she could quit and I could like, I could just wrestle full time. And that would be like the coolest thing ever. And so I started, that was my entire goal in business. And I was making a little bit of money. Not a lot at all, but a little bit. And at the time it was like, we were married about a year and we had a summer vacation down with my parents down in, down this place called Bear Lake. So we went down there. We got this little tiny city, and in the city it was, you know, 12, 13 years ago, there wasn't internet everywhere like we have nowadays. And so I think at the time I probably had 2 or 3 customers. And I remember the whole week I was stressing out because I'm like, what if one of my customers emails me? Like, I don't want to like drop the ball and offend one of the two of them. And so in the middle of the week, I was like, I need to go to find the internet so I can just make sure that I haven't missed any of my customers. And so we found out there was one library in the middle of town that had a dial-up internet access. We went to the library. I stood in this huge line of people waiting to, you know, for my 10 minutes on the internet. So I'm waiting. Finally got my turn to sit down from the computer. I click on download emails, downloading them all. I'm looking at them all. And also this one email came through and it said something like, we did it, or something like that, the subject line. I don't remember exactly, but something like that. And I clicked on the email and I opened it up, and it was an email from this guy named John Reese. And I didn't know what was happening at the time, but apparently he had launched a new program called Traffic Secrets. And when he launched it, he had a goal to do $1 million in a day. And he ended up doing $1 million in the first 18 hours. He had $1,000 course, sold 1,000 of them. And I remember reading that, and I sat back in my chair. And I was just like the whole world stopped around me. I was just like, he made $1 million in a day. And I was like, my goal is $1,000 a month. Like, I was like, holy cow, this dude, he's no different than me. Like, he's a few years older than me, but like, he's not, I don't think he's the more, you know, I don't think he's anything that I don't have. Like, I think we're all blessed with similar gifts. I was like, he did it. And I was like, as soon as I saw that it was possible, then I was like, I want to make $1 million. I remember sitting in that chair and I was like, I'm going to make $1 million. And I was like, I don't know how, but he did it. And I was like, he had $1,000 course, he sold 1,000 of them. I'm like, if I'm going to make $1 million, I need $1,000 course. I need to sell. Like, and I was like, I know I knew what I needed to kind of do. And it shot me off on this journey, which within about 2 years, we had done $1 million in a year. Eventually, we did $1 million in a month, and eventually, did $1 million in a day a few times since then. And for me, it was like the formative mile. Like, after it was broken, I was like, I can do it. And what's interesting is a lot of my peers, my friends that have been in this business since I got started, that was like the moment for them to, like, all of us saw that. It was like when what's his name, Roger Bannister broke the formative mile. Like, all of a sudden, you see, and you're like, I can do that too. And then everyone started going for it. And now it's been done, you know, tons and tons of times, but that was the thing. And so in our community, I was like, I want something like that to draw our people. And so we created an award called the 2 Comma Club Award. And I wish I could pick up my computer and show you guys. We have them all hanging. We have a whole wall in the office now of everybody's 2 Comma Club Awards. It's this big old gold record. It has 2 huge commas in it because there's 2 commas in a million. And when we first had the idea, I was like, I thought maybe we'd have a dozen people that made $1 million in ClickFunnels at that point. And so I had one of our guys go and pull the data and look at it. And at the time we had like, I think 60 or 70 people had made $1 million in the funnel. I was like, I didn't know that was – anyway, now it's like, I think we're at 120 or so as of today. And the coolest thing is, like, our last event, we had everyone come on stage and we gave them these huge awards. Like, I think we handed out 60 or 70 at the event. And everyone else in the audience was sitting there. Like, no, not one person got out of their seats. And afterwards, every single person that I talked to was like, that's my goal, 2 Comma Club. I'm like, I want to make $1 million. And they all saw that it wasn't just like – Russell does it, or Grant Cardone does it, or whoever, but like, anybody can do it. Like, their peers are already doing it. Like, the 4-minute mile has been broken. Like, now you just got to go and run for it. And it causes that belief that people need to move. And anyway, so for any of you guys who are building a tribe or something, like having something like that where people have a 4-minute mile that they can chase and dream after, like, that's, I think, a huge key.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, so right now, if you're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, Pandora, you're watching this on Facebook Live right now, the comments are going crazy below. I got to tell you, if you didn't get motivated from that, understand why I led the show with, I'm about to get up and start pacing. You know,
with all your standing one.
No, exactly, right? Exactly. So, you know, Russell, for me, it's one thing to recognize that the 4-minute mile is possible, right? It's another thing to actually start running the 4-minute mile. So for you, when you recognize that your 4-minute mile was possible, you know, what did you truly do to take your mind and your activity level to that next level to really break that 4-minute mile barrier?
So for me personally, yeah, because you think about it, like, to be able to accomplish bigger goals, like, you have to shift your thinking a lot. Like, when I was wrestling growing up, like, when I hit that goal, I wanted to be a state champ. I wanted to be an All-American. I want, like, you, it's not just like you set the goal and then you, like, you keep doing what you're doing. Like, you have to shift things. And so for me, like, you know, one of my big mentors is Tony Robbins, and he always talks about modeling. So for me, it's always like, okay, like, who's doing this? So for me, I saw John Reese had done it. So I'm like, hey, that's the dude. He did it. I'm going to model what he does. And so, like, I bought everything he had. I looked at everything he did. Like, I watched, like, I didn't just, like, consume what he was selling, but, like, I was obsessed with, like, what he was doing, like, watching, like, why was he doing this? And why was he doing this? And, like, and then try to shift my thinking to them. I think a lot of times we get caught up where we think our opinions are right, and that's what keeps us back. Like, I'm a big believer in, like, my opinions do not matter at all. The only thing that matters is results. And so I'm going to figure, like, who, like, I got to think like that dude. I can't think like me. I got to realize that I'm wrong if I'm going to become like that person is. And so I figure, like, I got to think and believe what they do if I'm going to do what they did. And so, like, I try to get deep with those people, and I try to become friends or mentors or hire them for coaching or whatever it is, so I can get closer to them. Because, you know how it is when you're in a room with someone who's, like, doing amazing things, like, it just, it wears off on you, and you're like, okay, like, your belief level just goes up with that. And so for me, that was a big part of it, was just getting around John and other people who'd already done it, and just, like, watching and modeling and studying, and then trying to shift my beliefs and my thoughts to be like theirs, because they had done it. And it's funny, because after you do it once, I always tell people, like, the second million's way easier than the first, because you've already done it. It's like, oh, this is, like, simple. But the first time's kind of hard, because you're like, can I really do this? Like, is that really possible? You guys are lying. Like, there's got to be something behind it, right? So, but they, after they've done it, like, they know the process, they know the path, and it's like, oh, like, let's mentor with them or whatever it might be, to be able to just replicate and do it over and over again.
I tell you what, I don't know about you, Jeremy, but the conviction that he has every time he speaks, it's, you just said,
oh, it's contagious.
When you're around somebody that's thinking better, doing bigger, and really living a bigger life, like, it's really is infectious, man. So, I don't know about our audience, but I'm locked in. I'm locked in.
Yeah, so am I. And, you know, one interesting thing is, you know, the entrepreneurs that come on and talk about, you know, how they started and how they got to the point that they're at. And we always bring up that situation that where your mind shifted, you know, what made that impact, what made that difference. And one thing that everybody keeps going back to over and over and over again, and I believe the same thing about it, is having the right individuals in your space, you know, having the right people around you that is thinking a lot bigger than what you thought could be possible. And that gets your mind going in the right way. And then you start believing that that can happen. And we go back to the 4 minute mile, you see that it happens. So, you know, you have that shift. So, you know, I love that. I love that every time, you know, when we're talking with anybody that's had success, you know, it's this mind shift. It's thinking bigger and having that one moment that impacted them that changed it. So, you know, one big topic for me that hits home with me, because I've been in sales for 20 years, sales and marketing for over 20 years now, is the explanation of the improvement offer compared to the new opportunity. And I love this. And if you can explain this to our audience, because I see this is like one of the biggest disconnections in sales and marketing itself on what really needs to be presented.
Yeah. It's I think it's the least understood and probably the most important piece of the puzzle. And I didn't understand it for a long time. And it's funny because I've been so blessed to have some amazing mentors and friends and stuff. And the first time I ever heard this concept was from a friend named Perry Belcher. And he explained it the first time. And at first I didn't get it. I was like, wait, I just missed what you just said. And he re-explained it. And I was like, I didn't internalize it. I was still like, huh. And then I started going back in the past, like looking at everything I'd done in the prior 10 years to that conversation. And I started looking at the wins and looking at the failures. And like, I looked at the common thread, and the common thread amongst all of them was this. Like, and I was like, oh my gosh, like if I'd realized that 10 years ago, my failures would have dropped to like near zero. My successes would have been near 100. So that's the importance of that. I hope that prefaces enough. So everyone's like, okay, I got to figure this out. So, in sales or marketing or anything, right? Like businesses, us, we create an offer, we give it to somebody, and then they give us money if they like it, right? Like that's capitalism, like broken down in like 5 seconds, right? And so it's like, we got to create really good offers. But the problem is that no one's ever talked about how to create good offers. So like you always hear like, let's make a better mousetrap. Let's, you know, whatever these things are. And it's like, but that doesn't cause like a revolution. That doesn't cause a movement. That doesn't shift people from where they are. I mean, you can make transactions that way. But if you want to dramatically change the world and have the impact you want and get the financial freedom you want, like you can't sell what we call an improvement offer. So an improvement offer is something that's going to help somebody to improve. So if you make someone better, smarter, faster, like if it usually has the word ER or the N E R, then it's like, it's an improvement offer. Because people don't want to improve. You think about it, like in the book, I go into like a whole bunch of different reasons why, but like the gist of it is a couple of things. Number one is like, if I'm going to admit that I'm going to give you money for me to improve on something, become better at something, I have to admit that I'm dumb. Okay. If I want to become smarter, I got to admit I'm dumb. If I want to become stronger, I got to admit I'm weak. And it's like, there's this huge thing, like us as humans, right? Like, I don't want to admit that. Like, even if you know it's true, it's like, there's this huge weird thing. And so you're fighting that as you're trying to like convince somebody to, you know, trying to give them money. The next thing is like, the majority of human beings are not ambitious. Like, unfortunately, I wish they were. I'd say maybe 2 to 3% of the population is like ambition driven and like super ambitious. The rest of people aren't. And so when you're selling improvement, you are selling to ambitious people. Like those are the only people who buy improvement. So that means 97, 98% of the entire world, you just basically cut them off from your offer because they're like, that sounds like a lot of work. I don't want to improve, right? So you're only selling to 2 or 3% of the world. Whereas if you shift it from like this improvement thing, I'm gonna make this thing better for you, you shift it to a new opportunity, then new opportunities play off of desire, which everybody, 100% of the world, I think, has desire, right? Like if someone's going into a new opportunity, they don't have to admit failure in the past. They don't have to admit that like they're shifting. So the best way that the book takes, it explains it better than I probably will, but like the best way to kind of explain it here live is you think about when someone's coming to you for your product, your service, like typically you're not the first person they've come to, right? Like they know like, this is the result I want. I want to lose weight. I want to make money. I need a new car. Whatever that thing is, right? There's a result that they are looking for. And they're currently in some vehicle to try to get that result. So I'll use weight loss because it's like the easiest one, right? So like, I want to lose weight. I'm in this vehicle. Let's say I'm in the Atkins diet. Like that's the vehicle I picked and I'm in this thing and I'm trying to get there. And if I'm coming to you, it means I do not like this vehicle. It's not working for me. Otherwise I wouldn't be Googling or searching or calling or becoming elite or anything unless I'm not happy in my current vehicle trying to get that result, right? So I become elite, I become a customer. And what a lot of us salespeople do is we come in like, oh, cool, you are taking the Atkins site. Let me show you how to make this better. We can give you a sunroof. We can like put an AM/FM radio and we can improve this thing and make it better. And you're sitting here in this car and you're like, but this car sucks. I hate it. Like I want some ice cream and some bread or whatever it is, right? And so like you're fighting against that because you're trying to make this, you're trying to improve the thing. But if you come to the person instead of like trying to improve this thing that they're in and say, look, that car you're in sucks. It's horrible. You can't eat bread or ice cream, anything good. Come over here. There's a whole new opportunity. Get out of the car. There's a new vehicle I'm going to put you into. And this new opportunity is going to get you that result way faster. It's way easier, like because of blah, 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 blah. So I'm looking at that car and I have no, like, I have no preconceived notion of what that is. I've never tried it before. And it's like, you know, I'm not selling against improvement. I'm selling against desires. I'm like, oh, cool. It does sound better. Like, okay. And I transition to this new opportunity to go get that result. And so, like when I looked at all the businesses, the offers, the things that I've created that fell in the past, it was because I was always positioning them as an improvement offer. Like, here's how to become better, faster. Here's how to make this thing do better. And the ones that were successful were all new opportunities where it was like, that thing you're doing sucks. Here's the new opportunity. If you can learn how to transition your offers and your pitches from that, like it takes you from like having the ability to present to like 3% of the world's population to everyone. And it's huge. So it's worth studying it and mastering and really understanding.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, once again, everyone on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Facebook Live, what Russell's really talking about is he's breaking down expert secrets. Okay. It's a brand new book he launched. You got to get to the link. We're going to put it below, but it's expertsecrets.com. And guess what? You're going to get the freaking thing for free. You're going to dig into the mind of the genius that created ClickFunnels, that broke the 4-minute mile, and he's going to give you the freaking book. So here's the deal. Don't be a knucklehead. Go to expertsecrets.com and get the book right now. But, you know, for me, Russell, it, you know, something that Jeremy really, you know, he and I, Man, Jeremy's dug into your stuff so much, and we talk all the time. And there's one topic that he brought up that really, really, we got the funnel black box right here.
Nice.
So one of the things that was that stood out to me, right, as a millennial myself and coming from a small town where everybody wanted to go work in a factory and get that steady paycheck and have that 401k that they were paying for twice and all these things, right, is that you said something that hit me right in the mouth. And I really want you to talk about it and break down what it means in today's world, okay, is there's too much herd mentality. You see one person do it and you just go over there and you jump in a group and you just want to do what the group's doing. But you said something that stood out to me is you got to go create your own market. You got to go create your own market and break down to our audience what Russell Brunson means when he says you got to go be a blue ocean in today's marketplace.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought this. This is so much fun to talk about. So this is like, if you've got, I know on podcast you can't see, but those who are live, like on page 11 of the book is where I start breaking this down. There's little doodles and images on every single piece of it. But, it's funny because when I first got in business, people always ask me like what market should I get into? Like, should I pick a niche to get into? And I'm like, if you're picking a niche, it means you're jumping into a huge, whole bunch of competition. And, if you read the book, there's a book called, Red Ocean, Blue Ocean. And honestly, I didn't actually read the book, but I read the title and I got the gist. And I was like, oh, cool. So the gist of that book was like, a blue ocean is like you're the only person in this market and you're fishing and you're just ripping out fish like crazy because there's nobody else there, right? But then other people see like, oh my gosh, this guy's like having success. So they come over to your blue ocean and they all start throwing in their fishing poles. And soon there's 100 people all fishing and the waters get all bloody and it gets harder and harder and harder. So it's like the red ocean versus the blue ocean. The blue ocean is our dream. Like we're the only person there. Then like all the stuff comes to us. So in the book, it kind of walks you guys through a quick history lesson of like how this whole marketing world works. So the first thing we talk about is that in the beginning, there were like basically three markets. And you can see them here in the little diagram on page 11. There was health, wealth, and relationships. And so almost every product and service falls into one of those core categories. Sometimes depending on what you're selling, you may not fit directly. Like you may be like, why sell cars? Well, how does that fit? Well, why are people getting that? It's because they want to feel wealthy. They want to, you know, it fits somewhere. But those are the three core markets. So initially, like when whoever the first guru was, I don't know who it was, but they said, I'm going to become the person in this space. Let's say it's the wealth space. They jumped in, they started teaching stuff and they were the only purple. They're in this blue ocean and like everyone's giving them money and things are good. Right. And then same thing, someone's in health and they're like, I'm the weight loss guy. Or I'm the fitness health person. And everyone was giving them money. And then someone was in relationships. And so like, it was huge. And these guys were making tons of money. Right. Then everyone started looking over and they're like, I'm healthy too. That guy's making a killing. I'm going to teach health too. And then like next dude jumps in, the next person, all of a sudden this blue ocean becomes like red and bloody with all these competitors. So in the next phase is then people start breaking down from these three markets, health, wealth, and relationships down into, they looked at that and said, okay, I need to create my own blue ocean. And so they jumped out into the sub market. So inside of wealth, someone might have said, okay, well, I'm going to be the finance dude. Someone might have said, I'm going to be the investing person. I'm going to be the real estate person. I'm going to be the sales trainer, the internet marketing person, whatever it is, right? Inside of health, there's like diet, nutrition, strength training, weight loss, and like there's all these different submarkets. And at first, like there was only one person teaching how to get rich in real estate, right? There was only one person teaching how to become better at sales. There's only one, you know, and that's how it was for a long time. And then what happens? The real estate dude's like, that guy's, I know how to flip houses too. And they jump in, and more people jump in, and it gets more and more bloody. And so that's where the market's at today. And so when you flip over to page number 12, what I kind of go into is like the next thing is that. Inside, so you got to go from like, here's the three markets I'm in. Then you pick your submarket. And then inside of that, like, what's your niche? And I purposely don't say go and pick a niche because, again, you pick a niche and you're looking around all the red oceans and you're jumping into one of them. I'm saying you got to create your own. And this goes back to what we talked about, the new opportunity and everything a little bit earlier. But it's like how you have to go and create your own universe, your own thing out there, your own blue ocean. And if you do that correctly from the very beginning, then the whole business becomes easy. Because the problem is if you're in a red ocean, you're a commodity. And the problem with any kind of commodity is then you are at a race to the pricing, the bottom of the barrel. Right. And that's like, I don't know about you, but one of my first mentors, Dan Kennedy, he said, there's no strategic advantage of being the second lowest price leader in town, right? Like Walmart's lowest price leader, like for Kmart to come out like, hey, we're the second lowest price. Like there's no strategic advantage, but there is a huge strategic advantage of being like the most expensive. And so it's like, if you can't be the lowest, like be the best. And guess what? There's way more money at the high level. Like it's a better thing. And so it's like, create your own ocean where you're not fighting to the bottom. You can have premium prices, you can do all sorts of things. You're no longer a commodity. And when you do that, it just, it makes your life a lot easier, but it makes your business easier, makes it more fun. And it's a lot more fulfilling.
Well, so once again, for everybody out there, that's why price is never the issue.
It never is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
One thing that, obviously expertsecrets.com is where you need to head. You get the book for free. And what ends up happening, you buy everything else. And I'm telling you right now, it's a must. There is so much information in here. And for a lot of entrepreneurs and business people that are not, you don't have to be a funnel hacker. That's one thing that I want to explain with this, that you don't have to do funnels to be able to learn the things that Russell's talking about. There's key components and key information in here that will make you a better marketer, salesperson, and a better business person. So definitely go get this book. You're going to end up getting the black box, because if you haven't read .com secrets, you need to. And then you need to check out all the other information in there. It's golden pieces of information that is going to just make you a better entrepreneur. So don't think that you have to be a funnel hacker to get this. You eventually will be, but this is golden. This is golden. One of the biggest things, Russell, that I love, diving into the book, watching the videos, it's been a 60 days for me of since GrowthCon, a full out blitz. And then during your speech, I took the offer. Yeah. I didn't run to the line. I was on my phone. I bought the offer. And then every day from that moment, it's been 3, 4, 5 hours consistently every single day, diving into the information, diving into the videos, diving into everything, to get my knowledge up there so I can turn around and provide it to, our clients. And one thing that I love is you talk about cult church. Yeah. And, why it's so important to, create this mass movement and why it's so important as a business owner. So share that little nugget for our audience on what you mean by cult church.
It's so that all started initially as like a joke. So my highest level coaching program is called Manager Circle. And last year with these guys, I was drilling with them because like all of them now have good products and good services and things like that. And I was like, but they're like, Russell, how are you growing so fast? And I'm like, we want to grow like that too. And I was like, and so I started like showing them all these things we were doing and, like how to break 4-minute mile, but how to get other people to do that, how to do all these other pieces. And I was showing them all this stuff and they're like, where are you getting this stuff from? And I was like, well, earlier that year, I actually went on this as I was writing the Expert Secrets book, I was like trying to study like mass movements and how do people like in all sorts of things, like in business, like how did Steve Jobs create Apple and this huge mass movement, right? And then it started with businesses and then started going into like politics. Like you see these big movements, both directions happening. And then you look at, because it was in the middle of elections when I was writing this book, so I'm watching this whole thing go down. And then look at religion. And then, when you look at religion, which I feel like is the positive side, the negative side is like cults. And like cults are fascinating though, because they're like, they're doing all this cool stuff. So like when you read this book, like there's so many things I talk about here that like I learned from watching like cults and watching like how they do and how they get people. And so you understand the principles, like you can use them in a positive or negative way, but if you use them in a positive way, it's really, really good. And so as I'm teaching our group that, I kept like trying to tell them the stuff and it wasn't sticking for them. And I was like, you guys, think about it this way. Like, inside of my business, I'm not just selling a product. Like, that's part of it. I'm trying to build a cult. Sure. And it was like it kind of slipped the first time and everyone started laughing. And then it became like this thing. And so now like in our meetings, we're always like, so like whoever's speaking is always like, yeah, I'm doing this to build my cult sure of people and help them. And so it's kind of this play off of that. But, I think there's tons of books that talk about like customer culture and they're always so like, I always feel like they're stuffy books. And I'm like, I didn't go to business school or get an MBA or all that kind of stuff. And like stuff kind of bugs me. It's like so corporate and I'm like, no, like study the people that are the best in the world at this. Like the best in the world aren't necessarily, for sure, aren't like these Harvard grads who are like teaching the stuff that they read in textbook. It's like the people that are actually doing this that are good at building mass movements. Who are those people? And sometimes you have to look negative. Sometimes you look positive. One thing I talked about in the book is as I was doing the studying was interesting. And I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm a big guy in patterns. So I study and study until I see a pattern. And then I'm like, when you see the pattern, then you can go and as soon as you're aware of the pattern, then you can replicate it and then you can amplify it. But if you're not aware of it, then you're kind of just bumping into walls, hoping you figure it out, right? So I'm going through this deep study as I'm writing the Expert Seekers book, and I'm like trying to figure out these mass movements. And what was interesting is, like, as I studied super negative movements, right? I look at like Hitler and the Nazi party, who's like on this end of the spectrum, right? But I noticed it was like this pattern of what he did to create that and cause movement and all these things. You look on like clear the other side of the spectrum, you look at like Christ and Christianity, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he did the same things. And then you look at Steve Jobs, religion, Paul, everything in between. It's like every one of these things that's been successful, like there's a pattern in all of them. And it was so cool because soon I identified the pattern. Like, I'm a doodler, so you can – it's like the first doodle in the book, I think. Like as soon as I figured out – so those who are watching live, like that was the pattern. I was like, those are the three things. Every mass movement has them. And I was like, is there anything else? I'm looking like, well, that's it. And I was like trying to like check against all these different things. I'm like, every one of them had it. Like, and the three things, every one of them had a charismatic leader. They all had a future-based cause, and they all had a new opportunity, every single one. And so then I was like looking at my business. I'm like, am I doing that? And I was like, I was doing like one and a half of them okay. And I was like, crap, okay. Now that I'm aware of it, do that one better, that one better, that one better. And then as soon as you do it better, then it's like, okay, now how do we amplify that? And so it's been fun in my inner circle meetings. It's been that where I'm like, okay, this is what I'm doing to amplify this. This is what I'm doing. And then everyone starts sharing it. And what's cool is for the last year, that's what's been happening in my group. I'm getting all this feedback. And then as I'm writing the book, I was like, okay, here's the strategy, which is where most books leave off. Here's the strategy. Good luck. But then I'm like, here's the strategy. Here's how we did it inside ClickFunnels. And then here's how like Brandon and Caitlin did it in Lady Boss Weight Loss. And here's how so-and-so did it over here. And like, because it's not just the theory. It's like we're always testing all this stuff in real time. And so that's what's kind of cool about the book. And that's kind of where the whole culture stuff came from.
Well, I think it's important though, because what you're really saying is that, you know, you do want a cult-like following. We toss that around all the time, but you bring it up, and as we wrap up the show, I want to make this point very, very apropos, is that you have people that are members of your organization that don't use your stuff. They just like wearing your shirts. You talk about that all the time. And how awesome is it to know that you've built a culture where somebody will pay you a monthly fee just to wear your shirt every day, right? That's the kind of problems I want, right?
Yeah.
So once again, on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, Pandora, you're watching this on Facebook Live, www.expertsecrets.com. Go there right now. You got to get the book for free. Hey, like my man Grant Cardone says, if you want to do it for yourself, do it for us, right? Do it for us.
Yeah, do okay? it for Russell.
But so Russell, before we let you go, buddy, where can people go to find more of your information, more of your content, and to possibly figure out how to maybe join some of your groups?
Yeah, definitely. The best place to go actually is if you go to russellbrunson.com. I have a blog there, and it's got links to all my products and stuff. But the cool thing is, as I've launched the Expert Seekers book, I have a goal to sell a million copies of it. And a goal is no good unless you like put it out there to the world, so then everyone can hold you accountable. So like I started a blog on russellbrunson.com. It's basically a journey of me trying to sell a million copies of this book. And each week I write a post of like, here's what we did. Here's how many books we sold. Here's what we did, how many books we sold. And I'm going week by week. So it's kind of a cool timeline. You can follow us to see, you know, what we're doing. Cause the thing I found is like sales is sales is sales, right? It doesn't matter what you're selling. And so like, even though I'm selling a book, the process I'm going through is the exact same thing I would do if I was selling cars, if I was selling supplements, if I was selling chiropractic care, like it's the same process. And so that blog is just full of just cool stuff to show you guys what we're doing and why we're doing it. And hopefully you guys can get a ton of good ideas from it. And yeah, follow us along right there.
I love it. Well, there you have it, everyone. Russell Brunson came to define your brand, did not disappoint. And once again, I cannot stress to you the importance of getting to www.expertsecrets.com. And here's what's going to happen. Get your book for free. And if you're brave enough, get the multiple thousands of dollars worth of stuff that's going to come in this Funnel Hacker Black Box for less than $100. Okay? So step your game up, do what is right, and remember, your brand is your responsibility. Russell, thanks for being on the show today, buddy.
Thanks, Russell. We greatly appreciate it, sir.
Thanks for having me, guys. That was super fun.